I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. NGOs and aid groups worldwide have been deployed to assist in rescue and relief efforts in Turkey and Syria. Monday's devastating earthquakes have killed over 12,000 people so far. But in northern Syria and parts of Turkey, help hasn't come yet, and the clock is ticking for trapped survivors. The last few years, Turkey has been denying foreign Christian workers visas, but now aid organizations are being let in. Luis with Christian Aid Mission says,
President Erdogan declared a stage 4 emergency, which means that international aid is needed. So doors open for aid, of course, right now. Will those organizations be able to stay long-term in Turkey? I don't know.
Pray for aid to reach survivors and for the gospel to give comfort. And the UN Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide recently sounded the alarm on the worsening security situation in Nigeria. Radical Islamic groups are attacking Christians, especially in the north, not just to silence them, but to wipe them out. Greg Kelly with World Mission says their response is to saturate Nigeria with the gospel. Believers they work with are putting their lives on the line. Yet the witness of our Nigerian Christian brothers and sisters is astounding.
When you ask them, hey, how can we pray for you? It's not, hey, help us find a new home, help us relocate. They say, pray that we would have courage and boldness to go into these dark places and share the gospel with, yes, even our enemy. That is the secret to Nigeria. We have to get the gospel into northern Nigeria.
So that's how you can pray. Go ahead and find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.